We are on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, three lines from the top. The Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yayim ahu lo yihye oir yikareis v'kipoin. Ma yikareis v'kipoin? Omar Abolozo, ze oir sheyokar b'oilam hazeh v'kofui l'oilam habo. Let us again see Rashi. Yikareis v'kipoin. So Rashi is a kashem. How does this come into our sugya? So Rashi says, "Aydi ba'ayri b'Yerushalayim b'yitziyos she'oreho." Since before we were speaking about one left she'orei Yerushalayim, therefore he made the kachim yai pasul b'psul yaitze. V'chein mi she'yotzam Yerushalayim, posach b'ho parsha said the bina lemeima kamon she'osid hakadosh baruch hu lohosif al Yerushalayim. We're learning about leaving Yerushalayim, so the Chazal want to tell us that eventually Yerushalayim will get bigger. The Rabbeinu Hananel says very interesting. The Rabbeinu Hananel says, V'kivin shehizkir im loy ovo hatzoifim choyzeh. We had learned that if he did not pass by tzoifim, so he goes back, Bishmami no at hatsoifim mirushalayim hu choshev. That means that Kozman, he's in the area till tsoifim, it's called a gefinzach in Yerushalayim. So if he's in Yerushalayim, it's a very interesting way to understand the halacha. So if he's in Yerushalayim, he has to go back mamish to Yerushalayim. Hutzrech mahaikro v'hoya v'yaymuhu. From this pasuk that they're going to be Moisef ad Yerushalayim. So that's because here we see also that till Tzoifin mi Yerushalayim hu choshev. Talk upon him, what is pshat in this pasuk? So pshat in this pasuk is that oir sheyoko ba'ilam hazek, shechamo me'ira b'gvurasa, va'oira godol oisei oir choshev v'yoko shelo. That is very, v'yokav shaloh yekofoi v'kalo ilam habo. That when the sun is b'gvurasa, so it's very choshuv on this world, this chshivis, this yekor, will be kofoi v'kalo ilam habo. This will be a dover kal. This will not be choshuv. Kol dover kal, kol yekofoi, tzof alamayim v'yitzav habalzl, metagaminim v'kof habalzl. It won't have any weight. Any chesidus. Rashi learns that he's speaking about the gashmi yistike oir of the sun. The Maharsho brings down from the Oruch, the Ben Hananel also, Tafsame seems to learn like that, that we are speaking about the oir of Torah. The Pasuk says, Kineir mitzvah v'toira oir. So the oyer that is yoko ba'ilam hazeh, the pasuk says, Udvar Hashem hoyo yoko ba'yomim hohem. Torah before Yemos HaMashiach is very precious. Value is dependent on supply. So the amount of Torah that there is, it's yoko miyot. But la'osid lavoi kofuyhu. It will be motzui li'olam haba. Torah will be then plentiful. V'chol dovo motzui biyat harabim bezoilu. So then it's not considered expensive. It's considered, it'll be plentiful. D'chsi b'yoymo eshpech eschuchi al kol boso. That is one mahalach. So the oyer Torah that is yoko b'olam hazeh will be kofoi le'olam haba. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eilu negoim ve'yaholish sheyekorim heim ba'olam hazeh kfuyim heim le'olam haba. Rabbi Yochanan says that the pasuk is meramis on the halachis chamures, which are very difficult to understand. Negoim ve'yaholish is le'olam haba. They'll be from the dvarim pshutim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Eilu bnei Odom sheyikorin hein ba'olam hazeh the people who on this world are yokar achoshuv ukvuyim hein li'olam habo. This is going, we'll see in Rashi, this is going on the Ashirim, which Ne'odom sheyikorim, Rashi says, Ashirim v'chashuvim ve'enom toivim lamoket. So even though on this world they are choshuv, but la'osid lovoi, yoylam abo, they will not be choshuv. The Ben Yoyoda says, how do we get an usher involved over here? Because Chazal tell us that an oni, a person who was somuch al shulchan acherim, oylam choshuch badoi. He ehot afinster rebelt. So if we're speaking about vohoya, so we're speaking about someone who is a bechina of oyer, so that is not an oni, that is an usher, a talichtike welt. So this usher on this world, which has chashivis and covid, but la'osid lovoi, if he doesn't have ma'isim toivim, so la'osid lovoi, he will be kofoi, it will be a dover kalmiyot, he won't have any chshivis whatsoever. Ki ha de Rav Yosef berei de Rav Yeshua ben Levi, and the Gemara brings now a ma'isim, that Rav Yosef was once cholish v'isnagit, he was polcha ruchoi, he was very sick. Was in a coma. Rashi says, "Isnegid gova upolcha ruchay." And then he came back. Amale yavua mai chazisa. What did you see over there? Amale oilam hafuch reisi. I saw an oilam hafuch. Agabuche, it's there's a machlekes harishainim. What the taich oilam habo is. The machleik is the Rambam and Ramban. If Oilam Habo means the world after Tchiyas HaMesim, or Oilam Habo means the Oilam that the Neshamas go after the Ptire. From the davening, in the Shabbos Dikya davening, we have a raya that Ein Ke'erkecha Kem Oilam Hazeh means Losam Akeinu L'chai Oilam Habo Efes Biltro Gileinu L'mois HaMashiach. So we see that Oilam Habo is before Tchiyas HaMesim and before Bias HaMashiach. So it is very interesting that there would be a Shtikal Raya also from our Gemara. We're speaking about Oilam Habo, which should mean then the Oilam HaNeshamais. We bring a Raya, Kiyoda Rav Yosef, Bereid Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. So he saw Gang in Oilam Habo, which we're speaking about, this is the Oilam HaNeshomis, the Oilam after the Ptire. Omale Yavua Maichosis. What did you see over there? Was Tutzach Dalton? Omale Oilam Hofochisi. I saw a Fakerte Welt, El Yoinim Lemato, those who are El Yoinim on this world, the Lemato on Yenevelt, the Tachtoinim Lamailo. The Tachtoinim Alamailo. That is Pshat, this Oir, the Ashirim who are choshev on this world, if they don't have Maisim Toivim, they're not choshev in Oilam Abo. Omalai b'ni Oilam Boru Reis. And it's not a fakerte welt. Their welt is a fakerte welt. There you saw that's Dvorim Kavyosom, how it should be. Ba'anan Heichi Hosom. How are we over there? What's with the Tamid HaChomim? So he says, Ki heichid de isu anan hoch, ochi yisin an hosom. The way we're here, we're there also. There's no drastic change. V'shamati, and I heard, shahoyu oimrim, ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudai biyotai. But I heard that the ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudai biyotai. What is the taich v'talmudai biyotai? Rabbeinu Chananu seems to say two pshatim. One pshat at the Talmudei Biyodoi, Yesh mi she'oimer she'goyreis al peh. That the Torah that he learns, he knows it bal peh. Ki holach v'girsosoi imoi. That means you can't come with a gemore. V'daf ha'pisazoi ashre mi she'bo lekan v'talmudei biyodoi, biyodoi is b'shusoi. That's Geiris Alpeh. V'yesh mi shef meforish, the second pshat seems it's unclear the lashon. Umaisav miyusodim mitalmudai shekayim kol shekiyim kol ma shelomad. That means talmudai biyodei dachsach me the second shanda bena chananel is that what he learned he was mekayim. The limud was not an abstract learning, but whatever he learned he was mekayim. The Michtav Eliyo wants to say pshat talmudai biyodei. He says, "Loi besichloi." It says, "L'chayra asher mishabol lekan v'talmudei besichloi." Should come and he's coming with yediyas ha'teira. Ela biyodoi. Perish ma shekona behishtadlusoi ba'omol. A person comes to olam habe with what he was an omolin, what he was a meyegeya. He's coming with his yegiya. Talmudai biyodai. So he says, "Vayte le'olam haba ein toirasai shel adam nidayne lefi kishrein sichloi." Here in olam haba, the din is not how smart he was, how good a head he had, how well he was able to understand, how well he was able to remember. Ela lefi amoloi. There the cheshbon is how much yegiyah he put in for yediyas ha'Torah. And he explains, ha'seichel hu kli shenitan la'odom lishtamesh boi ba'olam hazeh. That means the seichel that a person has, that's not, that was given to him, that was lent to him, to use it in this world. Ulam ba'olam habo ein loy klize. That was given for this world. The seichel was given for this world that he should use the seichel, but the seichel doesn't come along with him. Ulam ba'olam habo ein loy klize. V'yesh loy rak masha hofach lekinyan ruchni benafshi. What he was mishtadl. What, how much he was mishtadl. So that's what that is his. That's what he's coming with. Talmudai biyodai. So he says a person who had a shverikop and he understood very little, but al kaponim he was mishtadl to the best of his abilities. That is talmudai biyodai. He's coming talmudai biyodai. The person with the good head and the good zikar and the good koyach hasbore, if he cruised on this world without too much amelis, so he's coming neilam haba with not too much. Talmudai biyodai. Biyodai means hishtadlusa. That's how the Michtav Eliyo says pshat. Vishamati shohoyu oimrim aruge malchus ein odom yochel lamoid bemchitzos. The aruge malchus, a person is not zoiche to be in their mechitze. Ma ninu, who are these aruge malchus? Ilei merabiki vechaveirov, sorry aruge malchus. Mishum aruge malchus vesu loy. That means that what ein odom yochalamed b'mechitzos, is it only because of this that they were haruge malchus? They had other tremendous milas. Ela haruge lut. Zogt Rashi, haruge lut, haruge, now let's see before, el yoinim lamato, oisin shoyikan chshuvim reisi kalam. Anan Talmidei Chachomim Eiche Aisin and Hosom. How are we there? Haruge Malchus V'Suloi Loi Hoisa B'Maila Achere Sheyichashvole Ela Zu Belvat Haruge Lut Shnei Achim Hoyu Shemosru Atzmon Al Yisroel. They were Moisa Nefesh themselves for Klal Yisroel. Shehoidu Al Atzmon Harigas Bas Melech. The king's daughter was killed, and they confessed that they were the murderers. Shayimatilam oisam al kol Yisrael, and they said they confessed. So Mamela, they were zeiched to define themselves. Namokim shein odom yochel amid b'mechitzos. Zok the Gemara weiter. This is really why the Gemara brought down the pasuk before for this pasuk. Bayayimahu yiye al metzilois hasus kodesh l'ashem. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, "My metzilois hasus." Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoysef Al Yerushalayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom would add on to Yerushalayim Ad Shahasus Rots Umeitzel. That means that if a sus will start running, a fast sus will start running from Alois HaShacha away from Yerushalayim, so Kolzman is running, the tail, the shadow that the sus is throwing is either the sun is on the side of him, so he's casting a shadow. When it comes chatzois, so then the sun is al gabov, so then he's meitzel tachtov. So the posik is saying that the whole area, that means in other words, for the time it takes, the area that a sus could cover from running from Alois HaShacha till Chatzos, by Chatzos it's Metzilos Tachtov, so all that area and all directions of Yerushalayim will be added on to Yerushalayim, and that will be Kodesh Lashem. We'll have Kedushas Yerushalayim. That means Yerushalayim will expand. Zogt Rashi, Ad Shosh HaSus Rotzo Meitzel, Kishir, Merutzes Hasus at Chatzia Yoim, so this whole area will be added onto Yerushalayim. Loshem Meitzel Shetziloi Tachtov, that the shadow that he casts will be underneath him. Shekol Shoyis Hayoim Chama Noitel Etzdodim, the Cham is on the side, Betzel Odom Etzel Abayma Noitel Etzidoi. Shechama Bemizrach Tzel Odom Lamayrev. Aber bachzi hayoim chamo imedes bemza rekiya bereish kolodom vetzel asus tachto. Befeirish Rabbi Mocher Zatzal Motzosi. So this pshat Rashi found from Rabbi Mocher. That's one mahalach in the posik. V'yayimu yiyal metzileis asus kodesh l'ashem. Rabbi Loza Omar Kol metzilois shetoilen lesus bein einov yia kodesh l'ashem. Another pshat. Kol metzilois kloimar shetoilen lesus lenoi ulekashkesh loshein mitzaltayim. Metzilois is not a loshein of a shadow. It's a loshein of a musical instrument. They used to hang on tachshitim. And the Roshas Sus, so all these Tachshitim, Kol Metziloi Shetoilin Lesus Bein Einov Yia Kodesh Lashem, what does that mean? She is Nadvu Yisrael Nidvoiseyem LeMikdash. They will be Magdish these Tachshitim for the Beis HaMikdash. They'll be Magdish. Rav Yochanan Omar, a third pshat, Kol bize sheboizes in Yisrael at sho shasus rotzu meitzu yiyah kodesh l'ashem. Zogt Rashi, Kol bize sheyeboizu Yisrael min hanochi b'yoyim echod ad chatzois. It seems this is speaking about Melchemes Goig u'Magog, which will be one day. So the bize that Klal Yisrael will gather till Chatzos, which will be an enormous amount, Yevium the Dovel Amigdash. They'll be Magdashit to the Beis Amigdash. So the second and third pshat is, the second pshat is they'll be Magdash to Tachshitim, which are on the Rosh Hasus. The third pshat is the bize that they'll be Beises till Chatzos, they'll be Magdash. Sagt die Gemara, Bishleim Lamanda ma Kolbize Shabbosu Zi Yisroel. Heino Dechsiv, so that means a enormous amount of money will be Nisnadev for the Beis HaMikdash. So Heino Dechsiv, V'hoya hasirois beveis Hashem kemizrokim lefnei hamizbeach. The mizrokim which were used for the mizbeach to be zeirik as hadam, they were made out of silver and gold. The sirois, the pots which they used to cook the shlomim, was not made out of silver and gold. So the pasuk says, "But la'osid lavoi b'hoyo hasirois beveis Hashem kemizrokim lefnei hamizbeach." That means there'll be such a great amount of wealth in the Beis Hamikdash that you'll have silver and gold pots. So that's good if you learn pshat, the third pshat called bisa shabayz and misal atshash asus ratzu meitzu. So memele, so there'll be an enormous amount of wealth. So that's good. So that's the hemshech. Elo lamanda oma bahanach tarti, but according to the other two pshatim, the first pshat we're only speaking about that Yerushalayim will expand. The second pshat we're speaking about they'll donate to tachshitim, which al roish shoseim, which is also not an enormous amount, is mai vahoya asiris beveis Hashem. And for the Gemara, milsa achite koma. This is not a hemshech of before. The misatri Yisrael and misnadvi umaisi. This is not a hemshech of before, but the lemaise, klal Yisrael will become rich and there'll be misnadav a lot to the Beis Hamikdash, and the sirais will also be made out of silver and gold. So Rashi, Asiris kemizrokim, af Asiris yishal kesev yishal zov, sheteisham biza rabba lagdish. Mai vahoy Asiris kemizrokim, ho bemetzilei sasus leke hegdish kulahay, there's not too much. The misatre yisro, yisashru, yisro, lo besura acheresi, there's not a connection with before. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Bishloi malaman di yoma biza, according to the third pshat. The pasuk is telling us that the flies will be minadiv the bees einu dosivle yeknani yoid bebeis Hashem tzvokos. Lamandiyom anachtarti mai v'loyi yeknani. Now what is pshat? Knani loyiu tzrichen gizborim lasais schoira benichsei hegdish. The gizborei hegdish won't have to do business. Fishi yehesham oisha godol minabize. So if you learn that is pshat the third mahalach in the posik, so it's very good the posik, so they will not have to do, it seems the gizborim, they were the financial advisors of the Beis Hamikdash, so they did business with the Berik Habayis, they wanted to see that the Hegdash should get money. But now that there'll be such a overflow of wealth in the Beis Hamikdash, they won't have to do business. Lo yitzchirin gizbom lasas choyre benichsei hegdish. Levi sheish hamoish agodol min abize. This is very good. El ulaman di yom ahanach tarti, but according to the other two pshote, mai v'lo yiknani. So Bemison de Marshoes, the tumor is very shver. We just said before, v'hoya asira is Beveis Hashem kemizrok mufnei mizbeach. So the Gemara said that this is the second besure, the misatri Yisroel misnadvi. The lemaise, forget it. That this is the lemaise. However you learn pshat, there'll be a overflow of wealth in the Beis Hamikdash. So why does the Gemara? So what is the kasha according to this pshat? Well, let's go further. The hor is a very geshmak hor. Omar Rav Yirmiye ein kan oni. V'lo yiye knani bebeis Hashem tzvokeis ein kan oni. Zegt Rashi, donisht. The Eitz Yosef brings down that the Dubna Magid that the only time, when do you need a businessman? You need a businessman if there's a shortage. That means that's a tago, which is a businessman, that means that there's a shortage of a certain commodity in this mokim. So he goes and then he kaiftain and he sells it here. He says, but if there's a surplus of everything, some emele, then there's nothing to do business with. So he says, Chazal tell us that osid Eretz Yisrael shetoytzig luskois akli milas. Some emele, so if everything will be growing, you won't need any salesmen anymore. You won't need any businessmen. So that's a bloyia knani enkan oni. That means one is a reason for the other. Since there's no anius, everyone has what they need, so there won't be any businessmen anymore. There's no one to do business with. Bloyia knani because enkan oni. O knani minolon de ikri tago, dechsi vayarsham yehude bas ish knani. My knani, ilay moknani mamish, efshe bo avron vehizeres yitzrok, bo yitzrok vehizeres yakiv, vyehuda ozel venosi, vitaket married a knani, that the others were very much against it. Elomar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, bas gavro tagro, that he married, Yehuda married the daughter of a businessman. Tersiv knan biyodo imozne mirmo viboyseim imahocha asher sreicheo sorim knaneo nirbedei oretz. So knani means a tago. The Masho brings down from the Mizrochi, there are two Rashis and Chumash Vaistois, the Shiftei Kol did marry knanis. Benoisov Rashi says they married knanis. Rashi also in Pashas Vayichi, those that married knanis were not permitted to touch the mita of Yaakov Avinu. The Masho said there's a machlokes, it seems, in Chazal, if they did or did not marry knanis. So Rashi, Bo Avram, Behizer, as Yitzchak, Sheishbiya, Leirazel, Lesikachisha, Livni, Mibnei Zaknani. Yitzchak, as Yaakov, Lesikachisha, Mibnei Zaknan. So the Gemara weiter. Hoya Hashem, Lemelech, Al Kol Ha'oretz, Vayoyim, Ahu, Yiya, Hashem, Echod, Ushmoy, Echod. Fregt the Gemara, Oto, Ha'idno, Lav, Echod, Hu, then Yiya, then will be Hashem Echot. Omer Rab Ache Bar Chanine, Loika Oilam Hazeh, Oilam Abo. Oilam Hazeh, Al Psura Istoiveis, Oimer Boruch Atoiva Hameitiv, Al Psura Istrois, Oimer Boruch Dayin Ha'emes. Oilam Abo, Kuloi Atoiva Hameitiv. That is Pshat Hashem Echot. So Trashi Kuloi Atoiv Ameitiv She'ein Shom Surero. There's a Moiridik Etzlach on this Gemara that brings a Gewaldik Ebir from Rabbi Ephraim Rischer, a Magid, which was in his time. And Rabbi Ephraim Rischer asked a Moiridik Ekashe. He asked, the Gemara says, Loi ka oilam hazeh oilam habo. And what's the difference? In Oilam Hazeh, Al Psura Istoivis, Oime Boruch HaToiva HaMeitiv, Al Psura Sois, Oime Boruch Dain Emes, Oilam Abo Kuloi HaToiva HaMeitiv. So Rashi says, She'ein Shom Psura Ro. So Lachoyre, from the Gemara, it would seem the difference between Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Abo, the difference is in the broches. Here, we make such a broche, and there, kuloi ha-toiva ha-meitiv. The difference is in the broches. But l'chayre, that is not pshat. The difference is in oilam habo, there's only toivis in oilam habo. So not the difference is in the broches, the difference is in that things will always be good. So they should have said, loi ha-oilam hazek, oilam habo. The two oilamas are different. There, here there's Psura Yisrois also, and there there's only Psura Yisrois. The Gemara speaks about the broches. The Azabroche, Azabroche. So Bafraim Rishir said a Meredik Ezach. He says, you have to know, mi elyoin lo yisei tse harois. Whatever happens on this world, is there's no such thing as ro. Everything is latoiv. It's a toiv for the person. Everything is latoiv. Elo sha'odam ba'olam hazeh ein meivin adabo la'shura. He doesn't really understand it perfectly that it is that way. V'nidme be'einav ke'ilu hura. It looks like it's bad. So me'mele, so it's bad. So bad things are happening to him, Rachman and Itzla. So he makes a bracha dayin emes. Sekump me'er abor atayv ha'meiti we can't make. Omnam acha moisoi sheroye u'meivin ha'tayv ha'meiti. And the same thing lost his lovoi. Sheyire le'mafreye, then he'll observe what had happened b'chayov. Shekuloi hoyo mide toive, so he'll make on everything hatoive hamete. That means the Pasuk is telling us that the mu'urois that he made on this world, Dayan ha'emes, he's going to make a new bracha on those same mu'urois, on Yeneveld. He's going to make hatoive hamete on Yeneveld. And Yenevelt, he'll see it in a different perspective, in the way he'll see it there, so he'll make a different bracha. He'll make then a toiva hametiv. I once heard a moiridike meise from a goyin Rav Shmelke Teubenfeld, zechayin lebracha, he said over a meise from a certain rebbe who was a poil yeshuas, And he told the Hasidim that after 120 years, you should come to the kever and I'll be mishtadl for you. He was nifter. Hasidim went to the kever, but it wasn't the same. So one of his Hasidim, one of his Talmidim, was very zerbrochen. The Rebbe zugesagt, and what happened? Anyway, he was mispalo, and the Rebbe came to Menachola. And he says, I can't help you. So he says, why? So he says, I'll tell you. He says, someone came to me on this world, tell me a der tzor, but mispalo given, the Rebbe Hashem should take away the tzor. But there I see it's no tzor. There I see the toivish, a boy. How can I be mispalo? It should change if I see the true picture. Now it's very interesting, the Gemara darshins this limud from Hashem Echot. Now how does it lie in Hashem Echot? It could be pshat. I once heard from a goyin Rav Weinfeld Zecheinu Lebroch, he said over a Zoya Chodosh, Amuim Dike Zoya Chodosh. Zoya Chodosh says on the Posik, V'yosef yoshes yodoy aleinecho dohi rozo de krishme. The Pasuk says that Yosef will lay his hands on the eyes of Yaakov Avinu. So the Zohar Chodesh says, dohi rozo de krishme, this is the sod of krishme, that one should cover his eyes when he lays krishme. So you have to understand, mein shmit leitzah hasina, what shaykhes does one have with the other? She said over from someone that explains the Zoya Chodesh as follows. Be'emes in the taich of the first pasuk in Krishme, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, is as follows. Hashem, sometimes we witness Midas Harachmim, sometimes we witness Midas Hadin, Hashem Elokeinu. But Hashem Echod, you have to know everything is Rachmim. The din that we live through is also Rachman. But it's very difficult to see the Rachman. So what are you supposed to do? So you're not supposed to look. You're supposed to cover your eyes. If you're going to look, if you're going to think, you don't see the Rachman. So you're not supposed to look with your eyes. The Yosef Yoshes Yodei Aleinecho. Yaakov Avinu was under the impression that the Tzora of Yosef was the greatest Tzora that had occurred to him. The Medrash said he had tainus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Lama Seimer Yaakov Nistara Darki Me Hashem. He tainus the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not aware what is happening to me. He was soivul so much tzoris Nistara Darki Me Hashem. That was how Yaakov Avinu viewed these tzoris. But in Emerson, the whole Maisa of Yosef was letaiva.
So the Yosef, from Yosef you learn Yoshis Yodai Alenachi, not supposed to don something with your own eyes. From Yosef you learn you're supposed to cover your eyes. You can't judge something with your eyes because they're very short-sighted. They do not show the true picture. So that could be that is pshat in the Gemara. Hashem Echot. Then we'll see Hashem Echot that everything was Rachman. On this world we have to cover our eyes because we can't see. So best on Ishsekukin because we do not see the true picture. But then it'll be Hashem Echot. Then it says Ushmoy Echot. My echot, otu idno lav shmoy echotu, now it is not shmoy echot, omar Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok, loy ka oilam haza oilam abo. Ha oilam haza nichtav bi yud ke, ve nikro bi alef dalet. Abo lo oilam habo, kuloy echot, nichtav bi yud ke, ve nikro bi yud ke. Sava rova le midrashe bepirke to darshan the shem yud kei bepirke, how the kriya is, the kriya sashem, omulei usabe la alom ksiv. It says la alom, one should be malim the shem avaya, not to darshan it berabim. Rabbavina Romiksiv Zeshmi La Oilam Vzazichi Ledur Dur Omakodish Bohu. We'll see what the Kash is. Either the Kash is Zeshmi La Alam is a Loshan of Halome Vzazichi Vaistes is Indian of Askore Omakodish Bohu Loichani Nichtavani Nikro Nichtavani Beyut Kei Vinikro Ani Ba Alef Dalet. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Lemidrishay bepirke korye kriye di yud kei. He wanted to darshan the kriye, the oifen, with the nikod of yud kei, the arboisis, dorshay, with the drosheo, with tameo, atluyim bo. And the oifen a kriye. La'alom ksiv, zeshmi la'alom chosovo, bloshen halom. Ksiv zeshmi la'alom balome, ksiv zezichi, the mashme kriye, voloy halome. Loshanach, even the cause of Zeshmi, Pshita the Zezichi, Aichi Yikori Elabishmoi, Loikshani Nichtov, Shnei Shemes Limdoi, Shem Aksive, Vishem Hakri, Hodron Aloch Elo Oiva. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Mokaim Shenogu Lasois Meloche Ba'arve Psochem Adchatzois, Oise. The places where they did the minig was to do Meloche Tulchatzois, you're allowed to do Meloche. Mokim shenogu sheloy lasois ain oisa. The places where the minig is not to do melocha, then you don't do melocha. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos on this nekuda. Mokim shenogu ad chatzois chatzi hayoyim sheloy lasois. Kidei shel. What is the reason of this minig? That in the morning they also didn't do melocha. Kidei sheloy yehi torud memelocha. The Yishkach Biel Chemtsoi, Oshritas HaPesach, V'tikon Matze L'Tzoyrech HaLaylo. He won't take care of the matzes. The mitzvah L'Troyech Meba'oid Yoyin, there's a besondere mitzvah to make sure you have matzes now, K'day L'Hosev Meir, that when that the Seder, one should be able to make the Seder right away. Kidoma beperik basre, choitvin matze belele psochim beshvil tenoike shaloyishno. So Rashi seems to learn pshat here, choitvin, that one is memarin lechel matze. So memele, so the matze has to be, you have to bake the matze before you can start baking the matze in yontiv, lel yontiv, so you can't be memarin lechel matze. If you're busy baking the matzah. So therefore, you have to make sure that the matzahs were already done mi ba'oid yoyim. This din memarim lechel matzah, the sharatzin is mesupik. What should memarim lechel matzah? There's a seder to say. And how are you memarim lechel matzah? So one tzad he's mitzadid that could be And Dachsim, they bring this from the Tashbats, the Barbanel, I think, one of the two. That, that what it says, Kol Amarbe, the Saper, Bitzis, Mitzrayim, Areza, Meshubach, that's after Shulchan Aruch. Afterwards, there's an Inyan to be Marbe. Before, there's an Inyan to be Memayer. That Shloyishno Atinoikis, Fakert, the man Ishtane, the Mishtabru brings is only, they didn't see it. Seeing is believing. They witnessed Achilas Matzah, the Achilas Morir. Then you have a genuine man Ishtane. So one has to be Memayer in order to make sure that the Tanoike should be up by the Achilas Matzah Morir. So because there are so many things that have to be done Erev Pesach, V'yachomet, Shchitas HaPesach, Afiyas HaMatzes, so Memele, so in other places was a minig not to do Meloche. It means that not to do Meloche, it was like Chaylamoyed, Meloches which are Mutah B'Chaylamoyed, was Mutah Erev Pesach, but the things which were not done Chaylamoyed were not done Erev Pesach, in order that he will have more time to occupy himself with these tzrochim. That's a Rashi learns. Let us see Taisvus. Mokim shenogu oimari b'shem rivo, the meforish b'Yerushalmi, maishna arvei psochim mishar yontiv, mishum dizman ha-pesach mechatzois ve'elach. Because from chatzois, we have to understand a little bit. Taisvus, kasha is, from the Diyak of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mokim shenogu lasis moloche b'erev b'arvei psochim, ad chatzois oisim. If the minig is that you do moloche, you're only allowed to do till chatzois. And what happens after chatzois? After chatzois, it's not only in the minig anymore. After chatzois, it's also midine. Oime ri b'shem rivo, de meforish b'Yerushalmi, maishna arvei psochim mishar yontif. Why shar yontif is it not also after chatzois? We'll see later in the Gemara it's also min hamincha lamaylo. But mi chatzois shalat do meloche midine. Mishum disman ha-pesach me chatzois ve'elach. Because the disman of akrovis ha-pesach is from chatzois. Va'af yochit kom ar-hosom v'shar yemois ha-shone b'yoyim shemei v'kobm osa b'meloche. The day a person brought a korban, that was a yontif for him. So he was also b'malachas. If he's also b'malachas, memele, erev, pesach, every yid brought a korban, so memele, so he's also b'malachas. Uporich, frekte Yerushalmi, imken ye kol ha-yoyim also. So memele, if there's such a cloud that yoyim shemevi korban is also b'malachas, so the whole day you should be also b'malachas. Why is it tali b'minik? Kama yochit shemevi korban, all kabbonis, you can be makriv mishachis. So memela, so the yontiv starts when this man that is roi lakrove came about. If he was makriv, if he wasn't makriv, get minishton. But since it's roi lakriv, so shein has a shame yontiv. Avo pesach ain't a yochel lakrivoi. Ela acha chatzais, this man akrove starts after chatzais. Kenav kolomi bein arbayim. So Mamela, that's why the Isser Melocha Medina starts from after Chatzos. Uporich, frekte Yerushalmi, imkein kolben tomit shehu l'chol Yisrael, v'korev b'chol yoyim, yehei b'chol yoyim osa b'melocha. Frekte Yerushalmi, if there's such a locha, that if a kolben is being brought for me, so it's a yontav and I'm also b'malocha, so the tomid that they were makrib each day, that was a kolben tzibur for Klal Yisrael, so how are they allowed to do malocha? And for the Rishalmi, shani tomid shatoiro haitziyo min haklal, dechsi vosafto digonecho. Says in the pasuk vosafto digonecho, v'imko Yisrael yoishvim ubetele mi yesev lehem dogo. So Memele, so from this posik, that's a gilui, that the kolm tomid does not shafa isa malocha min atoira. Mashma osmin the raisa surah. If the Yerushalmi asks, the Yerushalmi brings the raya from Basavta de Gonecho, so it's only an Issa de Rabbonon, so what's the raya from the Posik? So it's a raya that Bemis and this Din Yontif is a de Raisa de Kid Din Yontif. And that Torah it's also be Meloche. We have a Gilu Yakro that the Kolbem Tomid is that the Kolbem Tzibur does not shaf Din Issa Meloche on Klal Yisrael. Venire da av bizman azed da leka hakrovik, even shenesar os also li oilom, it is still also. It remains also. That's me the Dvar Shmuel wants to say, this is only a darabonon. The maisa, since it's not kolben, could be this a darabonon is, b'shema b'mheira b'yibona amigdosh, and they'll say that it's muta b'molocha, so that's what, therefore they asked molocha after chatzois. That we should remember that after Chatzos is also, so Kshem Shmehere Yibon HaMikdosh, we remember that there's an Issa Meloch. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ha-hoylech mi-mokem sha-oysin le-mokem sha-ein-oysin. If a person lived in a mokem sha-oysin Meloch, and he went a mokem sha-ein-oysin. I mean, mokim shein oisim, la mokim she oisim. Is noisnin all of chumrei mokim she yotza misham, ve chumrei mokim she holach lisham. So that means that if in one of these two places is a mokim shein oisim, she's not allowed to do malach. Bar yishane odom ifnei hamachloikis. But he should not do different, because this might bring a machloikis. The Rashi, Vayishan Oda Bigmore Porich Mimokim She'ein Oisin Lemokim She'oisin Ve'iu Nami Al Yishan Ve'levit. So that would seem, if they're doing Meloche, he shouldn't be different. Ba'amret Naisnam Olav Chumrei Mokim She'yotzu Misham. He just said there's a different thing. He has the Chumres of the Mokim She'yotzu. A person brought with him Peiris Vias Mimokim She'kolu Lemokim sheloi kolu. That means that the kozman sheloi kolu lechaya minasode. So he's allowed to keep it into the bias. It's no chiyuv bia. Kolu lechaya minasode, then he has to be mevar mi beisoi. So the meila meilech perish viyis mimokim shekolu lemokim sheloi kolu. And mimokim sheloi kolu lemokim shekolu chayim levaya. There's a chiyuv of bia. Or be a pair of shvies. Either be tzad mokim sheyotza misham or mokim sheholach lisham. Rabbi Yudoimer tseva aveloch afato. Zog trash. Hamoylech pair of shvies be mimokim shekolu lechayim min asode. Bechayovim b'nei hamokim levara min abayis. You can't keep storing them. Veilichim zel mokim shloi kolu. B'nei yoyis namokim adayim oich lemaknusim bebayis. Chayim levara misham chumri mokim sheyotza misham. Zei vahaveloch hapato meforish pigmore. Frag die Gemore. Mai irje arvei psochem, afilu arvei shabosois va arvei yomim toivim nami. The Mishnah we have a diuk, let's see what Rashi says. Mai irje arvei psochem diktoni ad chatzois dimin hoge. The Mishnah says tul chatzois, it's totally in a minute. Michlal de mechatzois alaholon osa, but after chatzois is osa medine. The lomo leile misni chatzois lashmeinen hachtiyuke, hakol arve yomim toivim asuri. All, every erev yomtev is also osa. So what is pshat? So poshe pshat, the gemara's kasha is, the isel meloche is applicable not only Erev Pesach. There's an Issa Meloche, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. So the whole thing that was Nishadish in Erev Pesach is there are different Minhagim before the Issa Meloche. There's an Issa Meloche, Erev Yontif is also an Issa Meloche. Erev Shabbos is also an Issa Meloche. So the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that before the Issa Meloche starts, this is totally in minute. So why do you have to mention the Issa? Why do you mention Chatzois? Say, Mokim Shanogu Lassus Meloche Ba'avi Psochim Oisim, Mokim Shanogu Shalassus Ein Oisim. We'll know that that the minig is only the kozman, there's an iser. And the iser is every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Sanya, we learn to oisem aloche ba'arve Shabbos es yomim toiv min amincha l'mayla, ein eroi esim in broche l'oilo. We learned a person that would do a maloche ba'arve Shabbos yomim toiv min amincha l'mayla, ein eroi esim in broche. Now, if we will learn that, min amincha l'mayla is, min amincha l'mayla is mincha g'doyla. So it means a half an hour after Chatzos. So then the Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara's kasha is, so the Gemara held that one of the two is lav davke. One of the two is lav davke. That there it says, in a mincha lamaylo, and by us it says Chatzos, which is a half an hour before. So the Gemara held, mistam, it's the same thing, either here Chatzos is lav davke means a half an hour after Chatzos, or min amincha lamaylo is lav davke means a half an hour samach lamincha. The Gemara held more or less it's the same shear. So the Gemara asks, so memela, so there's no special, so in the Issa Moloche, there's no difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. That's the Gemara's kasha. So why does he mention that in a special din that Erev? Why does he mention a special din that Erev Pesach is also b'malachim in Chatzos? And for the Gemara, la'olam hasam in amincha la'maylo da also samach la'mincha loy hachim echatzos, hachim echatzos. So the way we were learning, so it's very good, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, you think it's the same, it's one is lav davke. No. Each loshen is meduyik. There's an iser min amincha lamaylo, from sheishum machze, and here there's an iser from chatzos. So mamela, it's two different dinim. So he had to be mechadish over here, that it's also also. That is if you learn mincha means mincha gdoil. What if you learn mincha means mincha ktane? So then we're in very hot water. So what's at the makshin gefrek? Makshin es sakashe, ma'ir ya'arve psochem, afilo arve shabosis v'arve yomim toivim nami. It's because it says that's also mina mincha lamayla. Mina mincha lamayla means mincha ktane. So what's the kasha? Here it says it's for chatzos, and there it says mina mincha lamayla. And does emphata. The answer is also mina mincha lamayla, samach lamincha loy, hochem echatzos. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says mina mincha teisha shoy samachza. Now, Rashi is a shrek. Rashi learns it means mincha ktane. Samach lemincha koidem lochem. So the Marshal asks on Rashi, he asks this kasha, the Marshal makes a geis in Rashi. The Taz wants to say, he also asks the kasha, it's a shrek lecha kasha. If mincha means mincha ktane, so what's the kasha? So he wants to say as follows. The Taz wants to say, the Gemara knew this is mincha ktane, then here's mechatzos. The Gemara knew this. Now the Gemara had such a kasha. Since there's an iser meloche erev Yom Tov, there's an iser meloche erev Shabbos, there's an iser meloche erev Pesach. So why did the Mishnah only mention the iser meloche of erev Pesach? Say that the Erev Pesach is also from Chatzos, and this is also min amincha lamayla. Put them all together. Why wasn't our Mishneh koilo the Isser of Erev Shabbos also? That was the Gemara's kasha. So it should mention the Zichet Tushiyurim, but it should mention both. And for the Gemara, Hosam min amincha lamayla hu da osa, samach lamincha loy, Hochim echatzos. So the Tasas Pshat, that means if we would mention over there Mina Mincha Lamayla, and here we would mention Chatzos, it would be misleading. Because I would think that here, what's the magic number of Chatzos? Chatzos is a half an hour before Mincha Gedoyla. So if you would mention Chatzos and some and Mincha, so I would think Mincha Ktane, so I would think just like over here by Erev Pesach, the Shir is a half an hour before Mincha Gedoyla. That's how you get the Chatzos. So I would think Mina Mincha Lamayla also means a half an hour before Mincha Ktane. That means our Chatzos is Samach LeMincha Gedoyla. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara means to say as follows. That if it would say, Hosa Mina Mincha Lamayla Diyosa, Samach LeMincha Loi, there is no din of Samach. Oche Michatzos. So Mimele, since the two Zmanim are not the same, our Zman is a Zman of Samuch LeMincha Gdoila. There it is a Zman of Mina Mincha LeMailo, not Samuch LeMincha Ktana. So therefore, I did not want to bring both halachas in one Mishnah. We should not be misled to think that is Mina Mincha LeMailo includes Samuch LeMincha. The Goyin brings a raya to the Shittas that hold that Mincha Taka means Mincha Ktane from the Loshna Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the way we mentioned before, that the Marshal learned like this, the Maram Chalava learned like this, that the Gemara held, it means Mincha Gdoila. So it means Mincha Gdoila, so the Gemara and the Hava Mina held, that it's the same shir. There it says Mina Mincha Lamayla, and here it says Chatzos. So it means Samach LeMincha. It's all one shir. Either Samach LeMincha, Mina Mincha is Lav Davke, means Samach LeMincha, Chatzos is Lav Davke. So the Goyin says, so the Gemara should have said as follows: Hosa Mina Mincha Lamayla Hu Diyosa, Samach LeMincha Loi, Hoche Samach LeMincha Namiyosa. If that's the whole difference, the Gemara should have said the difference is, you thought that at the same Zman, either by both there is a Samuch or by both there's no Samuch. So the Gemara should have said, there's Samuch LeMincha Zosa. There's Samuch LeMincha Zmuta. Here's Samuch LeMincha Zosa. Since the Gemara jumped, Hachi Mechatzais, Vaistais, we're speaking about two Minchas. Allah, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, one can be Makel like Rashi in the be Samech that Mina Mincha means Mincha Ktane. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Einami, another teretz, osam simen bracha de loy chazi, avo shemuti loy mishamtina loy. It is not an iser, it's only, he doesn't see a simen bracha, but they were not menadim. Hoche shemuti nami mishamtina loy, so my mail, it's a different type of iser. There's a very geshmaka ha'ore from the Marsha, according to Toisvist, the Marsha said there's another difference. Here it's also min ha-Torah itself, here it's only also min ha-Rabbonim. Some sefer wants to say that was the makor of Rashi, that Rashi did not want to say there's an issur d'oraisa for asiyas melacha. Marsha answers that since the Mishnah did not specify this nekuda, that it is min ha-Torah, that's why the Gemara didn't mention it. Because the Mishnah didn't, if that's the chilek, so the Mishnah should have mentioned it. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Gufe, ha-oise meloche ba-arve Shabbosais o ba-arve yomim toivim min ha-mincha la-mailo. O ba-moitzoi Shabbos, moitzoi yontev, moitzoi yom ha-kipurim o b'chol mokem she-yeshom nitno da-veire la-sui yitayne sibo o tishabob ein ha-roye simen broche lo-ilo. Zogt Rashi. Nidno davere, remes avere. Tainis sibber, osse be malochem, meseches tainis, shoyim es anem alak shomim. Aber shah tainis sibber, loi, kideyam ashmul, ein chöme tainis sibber bebob. The moitzoi shabosois, now what is this iso, moitzoi shabbos, mishum kvoit shabbos, shemaisifin, michoil al hakoidish. The briske rov, Al Rambam says this Rashi is very difficult to understand. Rashi says two things. Why are you not allowed to do Melochem Eitzoy Shabbos? Mishim Kovet Shabbos. Then Rashi says, Shemaisifin Mechoyl Ala Kodesh. So he says, these two things are stiridik. If Rashi is speaking about this man Toisvis, is a mitzvah Lehoisif Mechoyl Ala Kodesh, so the reason it's also be Meloch is not out Kovet Shabbos, it's also because Meisifim Michael Ala Kodesh, so whatever, that's attached Meisifim, whatever, you're not allowed to do Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Bizman Teisvis. That's not out Kovet. So Rashi starts off Kovet Shabbos, and Rashi ends off with Meisifim Michael Ala Kodesh. So the Briske Rav says Pshat and Rashi as follows. We're not speaking about this man Teisvis. This man, we're speaking about after this man Teisvis. It's Nacht and it's already 90 minutes after the Shkia. It's Oy Shabbos. And Rashi is speaking about, there's a Gemara Nashoyel, Machlekes HaRishayim Atalayim Shat, that Gemara. But the Gemara Nashoyel says if a person wants to do Meloche before he makes Abdullah, he has to say, Abor HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. Now the Inyan of this Avdolah is not mitzvahs Avdolah. A mitzvahs Avdolah you have to make alakois with a nusach. So what is pshat in this Inyan of saying Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol? So Rashi in Perek HaShoyel says the Avdolah she'oisin laheter asiyas meloche. Hu lehekeire ba'alme lelavis es hamelech. That means, even though in Zman it's choil, there's no shayla, but it's oish Shabbos, no shayla. But without a heker, that it's oish Shabbos, so it seems, you're not allowed to do meloche. Lelavis es hamelech. That means, before I start doing meloche, that I'm alive with the melech, I make that there was kodesh, and then the kodesh is leaving us, and then I can do meloche. The melech is still here, and I'm doing meloche, even though legitimately it's after the zman. So felt in kvoid Shabbos. So that's what the Briske Rav says, that Rashi over here means before the Havdolah, not Havdolah Lakois, before the Havdolah Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, Mishum Kivoyt Shabbos, Altskovet Shabbos, Shemoisifin, where Moisif Isom Meloche Meichol Ala Kodesh, till he says Boch Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. Rashi is speaking about this Haloche, that it is the Kvoid Shabbos to Asa Meloche till he's Malava the Melech, and that's how Rashi Lemshat and Agamor. Let us see Taisvis, Oymeri, Asa Meloche b'maitzoi Shabbos, Oymeri de Isa b'Yerushalmi Hochi, Hani Noshi de Nehigi de Loilamevet Evidete Bafuke Shabbate, women that did not do Meloche the whole Meitzoy Shabbos Lav Min Hogeh. That's not a minik. And this Tispani Sidre, but if till they'll finish the Seder of Meitzoy Shabbos, Perish, Ache Yashlim Atfile Minik Kosher. That means even though it's this man, but they didn't say Mistam Vata Kodosh, they weren't Mashlim the Tfile, Minik Kosher, that's a Minik Kosher, so Mistam it means. So in this mokim where there was this minik to not to do meloche till they ended the seder atfile, so if one does meloche, ain't a roye simen brocha la'olam.